The Italian Wine Podcast presents The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, a new book for curious wine lovers, narrated in weekly installments. Join us on our journey through Italian wine.
Hello and welcome to another installment of The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast. As always, my name is Joy Livingston, your narrator for this series. The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine is intended as a quick, lighthearted crash course on Italian wine. The material provides a great opportunity for serious wine scholars to refresh on the basics or to use as a reference. At the same time, we hope to bring new fans of Italian wine up to speed. If you're wondering how to get a copy of the book, the Kindle version is available on Amazon, and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. We'll also send you a complimentary paperback copy if you donate any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find details at italianwinepodcast.com or on our social media channels. Our topic this week is Central Italy, so pour yourself a glass, sit back, relax, and join this journey through Italian wine. Central Italy. The central part of Italy is composed of five regions: Tuscany, Umbria, Marche, Lazio, and Abruzzo. Historically famed Tuscany produces red wines from a single variety or blended varieties of Sangiovese and Cannaiolo, as well as powerful wines from international varieties such as Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Cabernet Franc. In Marche, most of the notable citrusy Riesling-like age-worthy white wines are from Verdicchio. In the landlocked region of Umbria, the typical grapes are Grechetto for vivacious whites and tannic Sagrantino for red. Lazio is also characterized by Grechetto and shares this variety with its neighboring region, Umbria. Lazio, together with Abruzzo, both coastal regions to the Tyrrhenian Sea and the Adriatic Sea respectively, shares the dominance for Montepulciano. Tuscany. Tuscany, along with Piemonte, is the region where Italy's greatest wines are considered to be made. It is a large hilly region with huge plantings and can boast many DOCGs and docks. Characteristic wines are from the south of Florence, Chianti and Chianti Classico, south of Siena, Montalcino and Montepulciano, and the hilly coasts of Bolgheri. Whilst the temperate climate is ideal for reds, whites are also found here, such as the first ever awarded dock of Vernaccia di San Gimignano. Its prestige dates back to the 16th century. In fact, Italy's noble wines are from this region, Montepulciano and Vernaccia di San Gimignano. The latter, having been recognized as Italy's first dock wines in 1966, the importance of this region is also reflected in having been the subject of the first vineyard zonation in Italy as early as 1716 by the Grand Duke Cosimo Medici. Most of Tuscany's red wines are produced using Sangiovese, Cannaiolo, and Ciliegiolo, whereas the whites are from Trebbiano Toscano, Malvasia Biancalunga, Vernaccia, and Ansonica. Tuscany is the birthplace of the famous Super Tuscan wines made using mostly the international varieties of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Cabernet Franc, with some Sangiovese. These wines from the warm rolling coastal hills of Bolgheri were produced to be a rival to the great wines of Bordeaux. Although originally only allowed to be designated as an IGT, these are now some of the most prestigious and expensive wines, not only in Italy, but the world. Umbria. Wines were made in this region earlier than Etruscan times, and in 1549, a letter from Sante Lacerio, a Renaissance sommelier to the Pope, mentioned Pope Paul III's favorite wines included an Umbrian wine, Sucano, from Orvieto. Umbria is landlocked and hilly, and even though a small region, it has a high density of vineyards. The mountain ranges protect the vineyards from the cold winter winds, and in general it has a mild climate. The region is best known for the Sagrantino di Montefalco, DOCG, made from the highly tannic Sagrantino grape. These wines are rich and powerful with fantastic aging potential. The region's other red grape varieties include Montepulciano, Canaiolo Nero, and Ciliegiolo. Whilst the focus has historically been on Sagrantino wines, Umbria does have a native white grape, Grechetto. This is mainly found in the south of the region, and the Orvieto DOC remains the region's largest, accounting for an amazing 80% of wine produced. Interestingly, thanks to Lake Corbara in Orvieto, there is a microclimate that is particularly suited to the development of sweet, noble rot wines, and this is one of the few viticulture areas where noble rot occurs abundantly and frequently. Marche. Whilst the Marche region was recognized in Roman times for Vino Piceno, a wine made from Sangiovese and Montepulciano grapes, the region has been timelessly known for its native white grape Verdicchio. Marche is mostly hilly, with most of its vineyards located on well-suited slopes. The region benefits from the Adriatic Sea and numerous rivers that moderate temperatures for the vines. The majority of the region's plantings are Verdicchio, but there is a percentage of Montepulciano and Sangiovese. Whilst Marche has numerous DOC and DOCGs, the focus in recent years has been on those of Verdicchio del Castello di Jesi and Verdicchio di Matelica, with these exceptional wines really putting the region on the global wine map. For red wines, the most well-known tend to be the Montepulciano and Sangiovese-based blends of Conero and Rosso Piceno. Lazio. Grapevines and wines in Lazio predate the arrival of the Romans. Italian poet Virgil mentions the cultivation of vines by the Sabines, the people who populated Lazio, then known as Latium, prior to Roman invasion, in his epic work The Aeneid. However, as the Roman Empire expanded, wine became the center of economy and daily life. After the period of phylloxera in the 20th century, the region lost sight of quality and focused on the number of wines to produce. However, now things are getting back in shape, as winemakers have refocused on the characteristics of indigenous grapes and their ability to produce quality wines. Most of the vineyards of Lazio are on hill slopes near to a lake. This location has a particular soil that helps contribute to the grape's potential aroma and sugar. Whilst rain is scarce, the temperatures remain mild. Lazio's most important native grape is Cesanese, which is the basis of excellent wines, such as the Cesanese d'Affile, DOC, and Frascati Superiore, DOCG. White wines in Lazio are produced mainly using Malvasia di Lazio and Trebbiano grapes from Monte Fiascone, an area known for the infamous Est-Est-Est DOC wines. Abruzzo. The wines from Abruzzo date back to the Iron Age. They were massively cultivated by Etruscans and then adapted by Roman patricians. Abruzzo is dominated by mountains and overlooks the Adriatic Sea, a positive influence that aids in moderating the region's temperature. Montepulciano is Abruzzo's king of red grapes. It represents half of the grapevines planted in the region. Indeed, the only DOCG is Montepulciano d'Abruzzo Colline Teremane. This is followed by a white grape called Trebbiano Abruzzese. Pecorino is one of the region's grapes to watch out for, with its fantastic notes of lemon drop, sage, and rosemary. One must never forget to try the other DOCs, such as Cerasulo Montepulciano d'Abruzzo DOC, one of the few DOCs dedicated to rosé wines. Wines to try. Grechetto. The name is derived from the fame of Greek wines of ancient Rome. Often when speaking of Grechetto, people are actually referring to two unrelated varieties, often blended together, Grechetto di Orvieto and Grechetto di Todi, aka Pignoletto. The latter is most likely related to Trebbiano, thus it is better not to refer to it simply as Grechetto. These wines are found in both Emilia-Romagna and Umbria. The key Umbria DOC of Orvieto must have a minimum of 60% Grechetto and or Trebbiano Toscana. Traditionally, Orvieto produces a late harvest noble rot wine from this grape. The notable DOCG is found in Emilia-Romagna, the Colli Bolognesi Pignoletto DOCG. Tasting note. Generally still and dry, the wine has a quaffable citrus scent, indicating notes of white blossoms, green apple, and pear. This vivacity is complemented by its acidity. Botrytis examples from Umbria can be complex with savory notes of almonds and hints of orange marmalade. Verdicchio. This noble Italian grape is capable of giving highly age-worthy wine. Named after the color green, verde, this grape is mostly associated with the Marche and the Veneto. Famous wines are Verdicchio dei Castelli di Jesi, DOC, and Riserva DOCG, and Verdicchio di Matelica, DOC, and Riserva DOCG, from the Marche and Lugana DOC from the Veneto. The grape can adapt to different sites. It ripens slowly whilst maintaining high acidity, which helps in ageability and complexity. Tasting note. Pale straw yellow with a green tinging color, typical aromas and flavors are lemon zest, sweet almond, and white flowers, supported by medium plus to high acid. When aged, it can develop a Riesling-like flintiness, one of the few Italian whites that can age well in oak to enhance aging and complexity. Pecorino. Pecorino was virtually extinct until it was revived by the Cocci Grifoni estate in Marche in the 1980s, and it has increased almost fourfold in plantings in the first decade of this century. The name comes from pecora, which means sheep in Italian. Pecorino refers to sheep herders who ate the grapes while tending their flocks. It prefers mountain conditions and manages to maintain its acidity during ripening, a vital characteristic in times of climate change. Tasting note. High acid is Pecorino's hallmark. It is delicately herbal with sage, mint, thyme, and balsamic nuances, as well as pear, crisp apple, and green melon. Low yields result in highly concentrated and high alcohol wines, upward of 14.5%. Reductive winemaking can give lemon, fig, and herbal notes whilst maintaining body and a rich texture. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine. We'll see you again next Thursday, and remember, the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. You can also get a complimentary paperback copy by donating any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast, and check out @MamaJumboShrimp222 on TikTok.
This has been the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast, an advanced listen to the Italian wine story. Join us next week as we continue our narrative journey.